So you refer to patients who have targetable mutations, and I am curious about the older patient with either a FLT3 or an IDH mutation. When we asked this faculty panel about those people, in general, for both FLT3 and IDH, we saw for older patients, people were saying azacitidine, venetoclax, but a few said all three. So targeted therapy plus azo, venetoclax. How do you approach these patients?
So when we think about FLT3, it's important to look at the subset of patients with azo venetoclax who had a FLT3 mutation and look at them specifically and compare their outcomes. And at least with respect to response rates, if you have a FLT3 mutation, there's really no change in your ability to get into a remission with a venetoclax-based regimen. We can argue as to whether your duration of response might be shorter with a FLT3 mutation. I think the jury's a little bit out on that, but I could be convinced that perhaps that's the case. But just in terms of getting a patient into a remission, if at the moment it's just as successful whether or not you have a FLT3 mutation with the azo venetoclax regimen, I personally am not too enthusiastic about piling on in the upfront setting, you know, with a patient population who is comorbid and maybe more susceptible to side effects and things. In the setting of a clinical trial, great. I mean, I think that's a great clinical trial question. I'd love to see that data, and I welcome that type of an approach. The corollary to the question is, once a patient's in a remission, can you extend their remission by adding a FLT3 inhibitor into the mix and maybe alternating with the venetoclax or doing something? And again, I think great question. I'm not ready to pull the trigger on that in the upfront treatment setting for my patients, but I really welcome people like Rich and others doing those trials. But for the moment, if you were to ask me, would I bank on a strategy of a FLT3 inhibitor alone or with azacitidine in the upfront setting with a newly diagnosed AML patient or go with venetoclax azacitidine, I'd still choose the venetoclax azacitidine. But admittedly, you know, there's some research out there and some clinical trials in progress looking at that question, and perhaps someday we'll decide that it is better to go after the FLT3 upfront. But at the moment, I'm not ready to do that.